This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun
on a Wednesday.
It is hump day, baby. The week is already over, half over. And since it's been a heavy one, I'm talking feminist heavy, I think we're all about ready to have this week wrapped up. And I've got an interesting show tonight. Interesting meaning this. I have no idea where I'm going to go. Now, allow me to explain. I'm looking at all these different headlines that Chris and Michael have printed out for me and put in front of me. And on so many of these, I almost shrug my shoulder. Not that they're not big news and big stories, they are. But I almost shrug my shoulders and say to myself, well, yeah, of course. Headline number one. Looks like, I'm not going to give the name out of that piece of trash who shot up the school. Looks like that person's name launched Trans Day of Vengeance early. Well, yeah, of course. We're dealing with demons here. George Soros invests $1 million backing some communist nutball in Wisconsin. I look at that headline and I say, well, yeah, yeah. New York identifies disadvantaged communities that will receive extra climate funding. And I look and I say, well, yeah. Headline, FBI isn't treating Nashville shooting as domestic terrorism. Well, yeah. It, on and on and on and on and on we go. So it's going to be an interesting evening, mainly because I have no idea what we're going to talk about. We are going to make fun of Chris here at some point very, very shortly. We had a little dinner incident right before the show. But before we get to that, I want to get to this. All this is prompting me to get here. And you should know that I had a long talk with the wife today, and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, but at one point in time today, she said, I'm just so tired. We were talking about the shooting, the school shooting, and all the filth that's out there. Just so tired. And maybe you're feeling that right now. Maybe you're feeling tired. I know I've been struggling with that this week, too. It's so sad, and the onslaught seems like it's never ending. Anyway, I got this email. Mr. Kelly, I recently started, by the way, it's Dr. Kelly, please. I didn't attend community college for almost 3 years to be called Mr. Shut up. I recently started listening to all your podcasts. Initially, I heard you in an interview and you said something that was so dead on, I realized I had to tune in. You mentioned that things like our open southern border isn't an accident, oopsie, but that failures like that are on purpose. Joe wants the border open. Other crazy stuff that's happening going on in the U.S. What you said may sound absurd initially, but it's insight like this that actually helps keep people like me grounded. Great, brutal honesty. All the best to you, your crew, your family. Keep up the good work. So let's have a conversation that's brutally honest, as we do here on the show. Part of the reason I'm looking at all these headlines and I'm shrugging my shoulders and saying, well, yeah, that's obvious, is this. I'm struggling with something. And this is what I mean. I'm struggling with how we're going to tackle the real problem and solve all these issues. Because understand something right now. Red states banning tranny surgery for kids and things like that. That is a good thing. Schools, your kid's school, my kid's school, fortifying themselves, bringing in cops to be there full time, maybe training and arming teachers, whatever a school is doing to fortify itself against the next monster. That's a good thing. We want that. These are good things. However, all of these things, they're all simply Band-Aids. It's like having a brain tumor that's causing headaches and popping some ibuprofen, making the headache going away, and thinking that you've somehow solved the issue. You shouldn't live. I shouldn't live. Your children shouldn't live in a nation where doctors would even consider chopping a boy's penis off. That shouldn't be something you have to consider. It shouldn't be something you have to ban. It shouldn't be something you have to concern yourself with at all. But you do. You shouldn't live. I shouldn't live. My kids shouldn't live in a nation where people fairly regularly will arm themselves and march into a school and start mowing down kids. That's not a thing that you should have to deal with, that I should have to deal with. And pre-Columbine, nobody did. We shouldn't have to deal with an FBI that has declared anybody on the right a domestic terrorist or potential domestic terrorist and ignores all other things. You shouldn't deal with a military that's going to start banning yelling in boot camp. Oh yeah, that's coming too. I've got things to tell. You shouldn't have to deal with that. This is not something we should have to tackle, but we do. We have to figure out the root of the problem. And the roots are so deep and it seems so ominous to try to tackle it all that what that brings is what I'm feeling and what the wife is feeling and maybe you're feeling today. Sometimes it just feels like, what does it even matter? Now, it does matter and we can't give up. Just stay with me here for a second. It does matter. We cannot give up. We will win. In the end, it's going to be a long, hard slog. We will win in the end. But there are days when it feels like too much. And I want you to understand this all the way. When you feel like that, you're one, not alone, not by any stretch of the imagination. The people who want what you want and love what you love and share your values, they have days like that too. I'll tell you right now, I sure do, as I've just elaborated to you. I do. I have these days. So one, you're not alone. Understand that. Two, somebody wrote in, I went off yesterday. I was going off about various things, about the manipulation of the media and things like that. And it was a pretty heavy first hour because we were dealing with, you know, the commie scum and how they're blaming you. And somebody emailed in a fan, not, it wasn't hate mail, saying, hey, Jesse, I had to turn off the first hour yesterday. It was too much. I was crying. It was just too much. So allow me to do something that nobody ever does and you're not supposed to do, but I do it anyway. They let me say whatever I want. If you get to a place where you're low
and you don't feel like you can do it again today, you're just bummed out. Maybe you're there right now. Maybe turn it off today. Maybe go out, go for a walk. Maybe reach out to a friend, family member you haven't talked to in forever, or maybe someone you talk to a lot. Maybe it's time to go have a cup of coffee and a bagel. Maybe it's time to grab a beer. Maybe it's time to take a day or two off. Now, not like me, but I just take a day or two. Take the phone, take the social media, take the articles, take this show if it's bringing you down. Take a day or two off. I promise I'm still going to be here when you get back. I just felt like that was necessary to say, because the problem we face right now is this. We feel alone because the parts of our culture we can see, the parts on television, the parts in print, the parts on social media, the parts we see seem so lost and broken that in this social media age where we meet with people less and we talk with people less, it is easy to feel down and disheartened and alone, and we've lost and nobody feels like me, and you are not alone. What we are doing now, what we have begun, not me, all of us, what we have begun, it's just the beginning. We have begun an anti-communist pushback. We have begun a real, genuine community that believes the same things, wants the same things, is going to fight the same things. And it's not like there's 10 of us. There are millions of us. We are just beginning our pushback. We're only beginning it, but we are beginning it. We weren't even doing it 10 years ago. We were still talking, well, taxes. Well, that's not who we are. We got to compromise, bipartisan. Ugh, barf. No more. You are not alone. You are the furthest thing in the world from being alone. These emails I read of yours, I pick one. There's 20 duplicates for every one of these I read of people echoing the things you feel and the things you want. You are not alone. So allow me to just give you this. We're going to dig into some stuff next. If you need to take a day off, you take a day off. If you need two, take two. Take the weekend. I'll see you on Monday. But if you're ready to get going again, let's dig into that. I'll even give you my burger recipe tonight if you stick around. We have to because of Chris's food sins, which we will discuss in depth here shortly. Now, let's do something else. Let's also make sure we have a healthy stress reliever. A healthy stress reliever. As you well know, I have healthy ones and I have unhealthy ones. It's very easy to go home when you're looking at all the news and you got dead kids and everything's a disaster. It's very easy to go home and pour a glass of Jim Beam. And I've done it plenty of times. It's a little bit healthier. And it's a whole lot better for you to go home and practice with your weapon. You practice with your weapon? You know what makes you feel better, right? When I get done with my Mantis X, because it not only keeps your score when it's putting you through drills and things like that, I can see my improvement. When you look at yourself improve from where you were last week even, it makes you feel like you're moving in the right direction personally. And that's a healthy, good thing to do. Mantis X attaches to your weapon. You dry fire practice in your home. Go do something healthy tonight. Go to MantisX.com and get one for you and your family to do together. MantisX.com. All right. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday night on a hump day, wishing everybody a very happy
Buenas tardes.
From us here at the Jesse Kelly Show to you. What, Chris? Chris, you know what, Chris? Let's talk about your boneless wings. No, we're talking about it right now on national radio. We're talking about it. I told Chris and Michael to give me their food order. We're pretty high end around here. We were ordering from this local dive bar, delivers to the studio. They have incredible pizza. They have incredible wings. They have incredible cheese curds. I told Chris and Michael the menu whisperer, I told them all the incredible things. And you know what Chris orders? Boneless wings. Not only boneless wings, the worst flavor of wing you could possibly have. Get this. No, Chris. He didn't order buffalo. He didn't order lemon pepper. He didn't order garlic parmesan. He didn't order the spicy chipotle wings. He didn't order those. He ordered the Thai chili. Gosh, you should be so embarrassed. You should. No, it wasn't delicious. Chris, don't lie to everybody, okay? You can lie to yourself. Don't lie to all of us. It's not right here. Anyway, Corinne Diversity Hire got up and spoke today. Now, before I play you what she said, I just want to remind you again, you need to run for sheriff. It's more than school board. You need to run for sheriff. You do. And you GOP governors, GOP AGs out there, you should be reorienting your state police arm to stand between your citizens and the federal government. In the future, if you don't do this, you will wish you had. Why? Well, here's Corinne Diversity Hire.
The last presidential campaign, one of the Democratic contenders said that what he would do is come for AR-15s. Does the president support not just banning the sale and manufacture of semi-automatic weapons, but further than that, confiscation?
Let me just be very clear. What we're talking about, AR-15s, these assault weapons ban, they are weapons of war, and they should not be on the streets across the country, in our communities. They should not be in schools. They should not be in grocery stores. They should not be in churches. That's what the president believes.
Today, they're talking about what the president believes and gun confiscation and things like that. But what you really have to understand is in the future, that will be a reality. The feds are going to start confiscating weapons through fiat agencies like the ATF, FBI, through legislation. You know, half the low T GOP will sign on for it. Do I need to remind you that Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn are still slumming it up in the Senate? Oh, they are. We need to refocus ourselves and start building alternatives, alternate communities, alternate economies. We need to start making sure as we create parallel economies, a parallel nation is what we're talking about here. We need to make sure we are putting in place the things that are necessary to protect it. All right? All right, look, New York identifies disadvantaged communities that will receive extra climate funding. So, of course, you know the game. You're already rolling your eyes. You've seen this before over and over and over and over again. Your state, it's not enough to ban things like this. Your state needs to understand New York leads the nation. They do. I've explained this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again 1,000 times. People hear headlines from New York City about natural gas ban on buildings in New York City, and they roll their eyes and they say, oh, those crazy libs in New York City. Do you know before the gas stove ban ever came, before anyone even heard of a gas stove ban, New York City was banning natural gas hookups in new construction buildings. If you want to know what the future of the nation looks like, you look at New York City, and that's what it looks like. The crime, the drugs, the draconian gun laws, which have only increased the crime and the drugs, the banning of all the things you hold dear, oppressive taxes, all these things are in our future. But that doesn't mean we're helpless. We have huge parts of the nation still that can be fortified and protected so your community doesn't turn into New York City. Every single listener I have right now on WOR New York City will testify what I'm about to say, or what I'm saying right now, is 100% true. They are the vanguard. New York is the tip of the spear. Always pay attention to what they're doing. Always, 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 always. All right. Now, there's an incredibly important race going on right now. Maybe you're anxious. Maybe you want to do something. Maybe you're feeling anxious and you feel like you want to dig into something right now. You know, I have something for you to dig into. Something you could do actually tonight. Something you can do sitting in your home, sitting in your office. Something you can do working out, I guess, if you don't get too out of breath. What, Chris? I wasn't going to say by the book, Chris. You think I'm going to set something like that up and then talk about the Anti-Communist Manifesto, the book I wrote, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com? That's so low, Chris. I wish you were better than that. I'm not telling you to go to jessekellybook.com and pre-order the greatest book, well, the second greatest book that's ever been written, all right? I actually have something different for you to do that's not at jessekellybook.com. I'll tell you what that is in just a second.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
You want to protect yourself? You want to protect a family member? You want to protect yourself? You want to protect a family member, a loved one? Maybe you don't feel comfortable carrying a firearm. Maybe you do. But no matter what, a Hero gun, Hero non-lethal products, they should be part of your self-defense solution. They should be. There's a Hero Arrow out now, too. It looks like a small remote. It shoots this sticky red pepper gel. It burns. It will stop them. It also has a 120 decibel alarm. Lets other people know. Scares people off. Whether you're a gun owner, not a gun owner, Hero products are here for you. Concealable, and you don't need a carry permit. Both of these products are non-lethal, but allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I always have one on me. So does my wife. Get one for yourself today. Your spouse, your daughter, your son working the late shift. Anyone who needs protection, which is everyone. Go to hero2020.com and put in the code Jesse for a special discount.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to Lloyd Austin and his idiocy in just a moment, but I feel like everyone needs a project, something to sink their teeth into. All right, so are you ready for it? There's a race you don't know about. You haven't heard about it. It might be the most critical race happening in the United States of America. You can help, and you don't even know about it. It's in Wisconsin. Oh, Jesse, I don't care. I'm in New York, Jesse. What do I care about Wisconsin? Stay with me. Daniel Kelly. Have you heard of him? He is running to be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Just hang with me for a second. I'm going to tell you why this matters and how you can help. You can dig your teeth into something here. If he wins, right now the conservatives have a majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It's 4-3. One of the justices is retiring. We have to retain that 4-3 advantage. If we lose that 4-3 advantage, what they're going to do in the swing state of Wisconsin that's going to decide the presidential election, what they're going to do is they're going to put another card-carrying communist on the Supreme Court who's going to promptly ban voter ID in Wisconsin. And, well, if you have a plan to win the presidency that involves losing Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, I'm all ears. The presidency, 2024, go Trump, go DeSantis. You interested in one of those two guys being your president instead of Joe Biden? Neither of them are going to be your president if Daniel Kelly loses. And you can help. Here's how you help. They, the other side, the communists, have been outstanding for the longest time at bringing in help from outside the state, outside the area, to help bring in votes, drag people to the polls, prompt people to vote, let people know there is a vote. People are busy. They're not the tip of the spear like you. They don't know what's going on. They don't know the issues. They've never heard of Daniel Kelly before. They don't know when their next school board election is. They don't know. You know who does? You. You know what you can do? You ready? I'm about to melt his website. I should have warned Scott this was coming. My buddy Scott Pressler, who's out there trying to win this race, he has a website called earlyvoteaction.com. Look, just go follow the instructions. What you're going to end up doing, it's really, really simple. I did it. If I can do it, you know anyone can do it. What you're going to end up doing is downloading an app on your phone that allows you to campaign for him, reach out to voters in Wisconsin from your phone. All legal, all activism, and a critically important race that 99.9% of this nation doesn't even know exists right now. Earlyvoteaction.com. What are you up against? What are the stakes? Headline: George Soros invests $1 million backing the communist for the seat. The guy who's going up against Daniel Kelly. George Soros, you know the guy who's turned American cities into a war zone because he wants violent criminals turned loose on the streets. George Soros, who has used his money to declare war on the United States of America, a war he's been fighting for years, a war his son has now taken up. He's all in for the communists. Are you going to allow George Soros and his $1 million to defeat us in a critical race once again? Do you think George Soros sunk $1 million into the race because it doesn't matter? Do I need to remind you Alvin Bragg sits as DA of New York City because of George Soros's $1 million? That's in New York City. How far do you think $1 million goes in Wisconsin? I've got news for you. It goes really, really, really far. Daniel Kelly better win that race or we are in some serious trouble. All right? Earlyvoteaction.com. There. How about that?
solutions, presenting solutions, Chris. Now I sound like me when I talk to my sons. I have this saying I give to them all the time. They hate it, but I think they'll appreciate it one day. I tell them all the time, don't tell me problems, tell me solutions. Dad, I can't figure this out. Why are you telling me problems? Tell me solutions. Son, go get me a crescent wrench. I'm working on the shower head. Oh, I can't find it. Why are you bringing me problems instead of bringing me solutions? That sounds like a personal problem. So there we go. It's not just problems. It's solutions. It's right there laid out for us. Couldn't be simpler. It's an app on your phone. Go off. All right? All right. Listen, we've got a lot of indicators.
We're seeing real indicators. Real indications that we're turning the tide here.
Oh, gosh. Did you hear Dome in Africa? I still can't believe this is happening. I can't believe that China is right now. See, China has something called the Belt and Road Initiative. And what that is China is on a very focused mission to increase their partnerships around the globe and increase their access to critical national resources that everyone needs. And they do this, and they've been doing this in Africa for a long time. They do this by doing something like this. They'll walk into, pick your African nation that has a critical resource. Congo. Congo's huge for critical resources. They'll walk into an African nation and say, hey, Congo, man, these roads don't look very good. Sure looks like your infrastructure needs improvement. Hey, you know what? Why don't we create a partnership, Congo? Let us come in here. We'll get you better medicines. We'll build you better schools, better roads. We'll improve the quality of life for you and your people. And in return, you, Congo, will give us exclusive access to the critical national resources you have. And this is not some internet conspiracy theory. You can go look it up. Belt and Road Initiative. China's been on this for years and years and years. And the lack of seriousness in this nation really hits me when I think about China. China has diplomats, as we speak, in African nations lining up critical national resources. This is what we have.
But it is something with all of the current excitement about the evolution of culture and music and artistry, that is very significant. What is happening here is changing the way people kind of enjoy themselves.
I know the audio wasn't great. That was Dome in Ghana talking about their music. And yeah, that's where we are right now. Yeah, that's a good point, Chris. Chris said, if you can't pay back that loan, China gives you a loan. You're obligated to pay it back as an African nation. Hey, sorry, China, we came up a little short. Oh, you came up short? Oh, no big deal. That port of yours, we're just going to use it for military purposes now. We kind of own your ports now. No big deal, right? China is attacking this planet with a purpose to be number one. The United States of America, you know what we're doing? I saw an article about this today. We're pressuring Uganda to be more gay friendly. This is what we're doing as they're expanding their national resources.
Moreover, when we advance equality and racial justice, and invest in young people, protect the LGBTQ+ individuals, our societies are not only fairer, but they're stronger and more successful.
Boy, we are in some trouble. Now, how much trouble? Because, gosh, there's got to be a war at some point in time between us and China, right? Well, the latest out of the Army and the latest out of Defense Secretary Austin might not make you so anxious for that war. We'll get to that in a moment. Before we get to that, let's do something good for ourselves. Give yourself a gift tonight. I want you to spend $25 on your feet. Your feet are everything. Your feet are everything. Do you know that in the Spetsnaz, the Russian Special Forces, if you parachute in on a mission and you break your arm, no big deal. They patch it up. You go on with the mission. Do you know it's just policy? If you break your leg, they'll just shoot you and bury you right there because now you're a burden on it. And, well, with no legs, you're useless. We don't take enough care of our feet, our socks, and our shoes. We walk around the house barefoot or in these crappy flip-flops we bought at Walmart when we should be all walking around in the all-season slippers from MyPillow because they actually give real support. Wear them inside, wear them outside, and they're $120 off. They're normally $149.98. They're $25 right now. Gosh, go get a few pair. Buy them for relatives. Buy an early Christmas gift. They will sell out at $25. Go now. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Go get your all-season slippers. Or you can call them 800-845-0544.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That's Chris playing his hippie pot-smoking music once again for everybody. Kids, don't do drugs. All right, you want to end up like Chris? All right, don't do drugs. Now, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know what's wild? You look at an incident, gosh, what a horrible way to put that. You look at something horrible like Pearl Harbor, let's call it an incident. No, a little incident. You look at something like Pearl Harbor. Wrap your mind around this. Wrap your mind around how many commanders, how many people in charge basically were put on trial over negligence. Nothing malicious, but negligence that resulted in that. Wrap your mind around this. Generals throughout the history of mankind, military commanders, have been put to death because of failure on the battlefield. That's obviously an extreme example, but they've all quit. When you fail, you resign in disgrace. If you're a Roman general and you fail, you kill yourself. For the most part, I remember I'm actually reading a great book right now about Hannibal and Hannibal defeating the Romans at Cannae. And one of the generals there who didn't get killed in the actual fighting, it just went off and killed himself because the burden of command, having all these men under your command, one, the national pride, two, the burden of command and the cost of failure is so high that that's simply expected. Nations that are still going to be nations in 100 years, they will have that sense of pride and obligation and accountability. And then there's the United States of America.
How much taxpayer money should go to fund drag queen story hours on military bases?
Wrong one. There's this. This one here.
You said you executed the president's order. You didn't tell us what you advised the president to do. But do you have regrets about the withdrawal from Afghanistan?
I support the president's decision.
Do you have regrets about the withdrawal or how the withdrawal occurred from Afghanistan that cost the lives of 13 of our service members?
I don't have any regrets.
You don't have any regrets. Secretary Austin, it's very telling. Secretary Austin, has there ever been any accountability for anyone within the Department of Defense for the deadly, botched, and embarrassing withdrawal from Afghanistan? Any accountability?
Hey, listen, our troops evacuated 124,000 people off that airfield.
Has anyone been held accountable? If a Navy captain grounded a ship, what happens immediately?
Typically, that captain is removed.
That captain is removed. Has anyone been held accountable for what happened in Afghanistan?
To my knowledge, no.
You don't regret it? No one's ever been held accountable, Mr. Chairman. This is why this Republican majority must provide the accountability that this administration wants to sweep under the rug.
The Secretary of Defense, the big cheese himself, no regrets, none whatsoever. Don't you feel bad for the people of this nation? Don't you feel bad for your kids? I sure do. I feel like, maybe this is wrong, maybe this is a wrong way to feel, but don't you feel like they deserve better? We deserve better leadership than what we have. I mean, I understand in the end, no, we don't, because we vote for all the losers who appoint all these losers. Anyway, this is the one I was playing before. So here's some more Secretary Austin.
How much taxpayer money should go to fund drag queen story hours on military bases?
You know, drag queen story hours is not something that the department funds.
them.
Well, wait a second. That's actually not what the record seems to suggest. You were going to fund one at Ramstein Air Force Base. That one got canceled, but that's DOD insignia. That's a drag queen story hour for children. Then also at Malmstrom Air Force Base outside of Great Falls, Montana, you had a drag queen story hour for kids. And at Nellis Air Force Base, you had the Drag You Nellis on June 17th. Who funded these things, Mr. Secretary?
Listen, drag shows and, are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds. So.
But wait, why are they happening on military bases? I just showed you the evidence. Why are they happening?
I will say again, this is not something that we support or fund.
So you think hosting a drag queen story hour on a military base isn't supporting the drag queen story hour?
I stand by what I just said.
But you may stand by it, but it's belied by the evidence over and over again. I mean, are you aware? Biden's military, Air Force Base in Montana, holds drag show, drag queen story hour for kids in the Western Journal. Are you aware of that?
Again, I will say what I said before.
You're saying what you're saying, but I guess it just doesn't comport with the facts.
Mm-hmm. Nobody resigned. Nobody's sad. Nobody's sorry. They're putting on drag shows on the military bases. Yeah. What a state of affairs out there. All right, you know what? I don't even know that I have the heart to get into this basic training thing for the Army. I am going to say this, though. No, I do have the heart. I'm going to get into it in a second. But I will say this again. You've heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again. Combat is very, very, very hard on the mind, on the soul. Combat is difficult. It breaks the strongest men. Do you ever see that show, Band of Brothers, the Pacific on HBO? Hey kids, it's not for you. It's very violent. There's some stuff like that. But so let's ask your parents first, kids. But there's a great HBO documentary, well, docu-series. It's not a documentary. It's a show with actors, but it's a true story about E.B. Sledge. Eugene Sledge is his name. He wrote an amazing book about the Pacific called With the Old Breed. And it focuses really on that portion of it. You get all kinds of Guadalcanal stuff and John Bazelon. It's a bunch of fighting against the Japanese in the Pacific. And it's very gritty and it's very real. I'd encourage you to watch it. But either way, at some point in the show, there's this hard, hard Marine, one of the true old breed types, the kind of guy who lives and he wants to go fight. And at some point in time, he just snaps mentally. The hardest human being, harder than you or I will ever be combined. And he just, at some point, can't take it anymore. That's what real combat looks like. Keep that in mind before I go into this little story we're about to tell here. Now, before we get into that, let's get into this. Let's get into little, I don't want to say attention at home, but I will tell you I've been catching quite a bit of heat the past couple of days. For, and I quote, this is an accusation from the wife, hugging the dog before I hug her when I get home. Well, listen, woman, the dog runs up to me and throws himself on me when I get home. If you can outrun the dog, you can get hugged first. All right. Until then, it's going to be Fred. And I hope Fred does that for a long time. We used to just give him rough greens for breakfast because of his digestive issues, and it fixed that. We saw such a difference in his health that we now give it to him for breakfast and dinner. I want Fred to live longer. I want Fred to run and throw that idiot self of his into me when I get home from work for as many years as possible so I give my dog rough greens. It's the only way he gets nutrition, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega oils. It's not dog food. You pour it on your dog food. Do it for the dog who loves you and causes tension with your wife. But seriously, do it. They're giving out free Jumpstart trial bags right now. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Free Jumpstart trial bag. We'll be back.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.